everybody. A-Squad's back. It's Rise Like Phoenix, your host. With me, as always, Mr. Giant Shock, the FIFA monster.
Yeah, man. Ranked top 1,000 in the world, man.
This is single-player beast, Max Barracuda.
That's right. The one and only.
And the achievement whoring, Novus Redemptor.
What the fuck? I stopped that shit.
Tonight on the show, it's going to be another heavy Xbox show. I hate to burst the PlayStation bubble, but I own an Xbox, so I look up Xbox shit. Right now, we're going to launch into what we're playing, though. What are you guys playing?
I was going to play the old...
Yeah, no, play the old intro.
No.
A-Squad.
Come out to play.
A-Squad.
Come out to play.
Yeah, well, Dan's smart glass is broken.
If you haven't figured it out, yeah, my iPad's still busted. So
smart glass, I believe.
No, smart glass is something Microsoft else. Stuff.
Yeah, you kept calling smart glass last week.
No, that was you.
Watching Novus's face, that was so wonderful during that.
Anyway, what are you guys playing? John, what are you playing this week?
I am almost 100% on Lego Marvel, and I've actually experienced a glitch with stupid Captain Britain, where I'm about to acquire Captain Britain, and the subway's beating up all fucking Sandman's goons, and there's I hear the last goon trying to get out of the wall. No.
And even when you reload it, it's not just a glitch.
Yeah, nope. I'm not restarting the game.
For Captain Britain.
Yeah, but I think he's one of the Avengers. Like in one of the achievements, get all the Avengers.
He is part of Excalibur, the X-Men family.
But I thought he was
it's the British version of the X-Men.
It was
Excalibur.
Him, Nightcrawler, Megan.
Remember,
the
Psylocke
girl who controls Red.
He's Psylocke's brother.
Yeah,
because there's only I only got 8 characters left unlocked, and Captain Britain I thought was maybe they were counting him as a.
Excalibur.
Unless you're going for that sweet Excalibur accomplishment.
I got almost everybody now, and they have all the Guardians of the Galaxy. And
so, just to reiterate, you thought Captain America and Captain Britain were on the same squad?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Why not?
Because there's only one.
They're
one
both
cat.
Good guys. It's not like Captain Britain's.
We're
it's
allies.
It's not 1776, bro.
Do you get a little adorable Lego Rocket Raccoon?
Yeah, I had no idea this guy is he's British.
Depends on which version.
Well, this guy's talking British to me, and I was like, did not expect that voice to come out of that character.
Bradley Cooper's doing the voice in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, not British.
I don't remember them. He's an alien.
What, Rocket Raccoon?
Yeah.
I don't
see why he would have a British accent.
I've seen
when you go to ancient Rome, like in Rise, they're all British and Australian.
They throw that in there a lot.
For Caesar.
Novus, what are you playing?
I actually started playing Final Fantasy 13 again because I kind of want to get back into the whole swing of things because the 15th one's coming out. I missed 14. 13 Part 3 is coming out. And I also picked up Splinter Cell Blacklist for PS3 because it was on sale for $25 on Black Friday because I work at Target, so I picked up the game cheap. And I played the tutorial mission, and I can't continue it because there's some sort of strange glitch. It's a stealth game. Stealth games. Okay, now...
We're familiar with the series.
So imagine you're sneaking up on somebody, and you look in the corner, and you see your bullet count just slowly go down because your character's firing for no reason, and suddenly you're being shot at.
You're
and
kidding.
That's not a controller thing?
It's not a controller thing, because I sat there and kind of waved my hand over certain buttons, try to see if anything was broken. No, it's just a glitch in the game.
Did you look it up on the computer, anything
apparently,
else is happening?
Apparently one person had a problem with that with their PC, but this is...
So you got a game-breaking glitch that early in the game?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's terrible. You can't just restart it?
I tried to restart the game, see if they had a patch that didn't download it first. I haven't played it since then, which was 4 days ago.
Ugh.
But I was I was enjoying it because I like Conviction a lot, and I was like, I'm really excited for this. And then just it kept happening. It was funny, but it's like, but what if I really want to play it?
Yeah. Is it possible that Sam Fisher doesn't like being put on the discount list?
Maybe someone on the inside is just mad that Michael Ironside's not the voice anymore.
Yeah, I was.
Because I'm actually not a huge fan of the new voice.
Maybe he's fuck you, Novus. You could pay full price.
You know what? I actually put off buying this game for so long, and I picked it up for a good price, I thought, and just now I can't play it until I find out what's wrong.
I mean, I don't want to rub it in your face, but it was a lot of fun.
It's boatloads of fun.
Just saying. Most fun I've ever had.
I'm going to go get mad trophies, and I'm going to cry it out.
All right.
Do we have a game without a glitch now?
Yeah, Max, what are you
doing? Yeah, still on Assassin's Creed, Black Flag.
Okay.
Fucking loving it.
All right.
Once you get into it and things start moving, now I'm rolling with Blackbeard. And...
All right, tread lightly. Tread lightly, friend.
I'm not getting no spoilers.
Okay.
Not much to spoil at the point I'm at.
No?
This is fun as hell.
It's not getting repetitive?
No, not for me.
Okay.
Go after a legendary ship. Those are great. I don't know if you've come across those yet.
I haven't. I'm still to the point where I assume at one point
corners of the map.
Stops pretending that he's a good guy and is just like, all right, whatever, I'm a pirate.
Well, now I'm both pirate, but I'm linked up with the assassins more. Again, no spoilers.
Okay. But all right.
Doing the whaling shit's kind of cool. I didn't think it would be.
Oh. I remember PETA had a problem with that.
Yeah, well, they're fake, so it's not that big a deal.
Okay.
Not real humpback whales.
I'm just saying, I hope you're using all that well. I am playing Battlefield 4. There is a glitch that I hate. I'm going to bring it up in the news, but it's actually the party systems. It's very, very difficult to bring a party into the game.
I actually haven't gone into any of the party modes in Xbox One. Is the same...
Well, I'll talk about it in the news, because actually it's a huge deal out there. But as far as gameplay is concerned, it's cool. It's got some cool concepts. One of my favorite domination boards, domination being where you have to take all three capture points at once. One of them is in a high-rise building that you can only hit with the elevators, which is kind of cheap because there's only two elevators. You go up there, and of course, guys are you know, guarding the elevators. But you can take down the entire building, and then the whole landscape changes into rubble, and that's your takeout point, and that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I still really, really suck with the vehicles. I can't fly that copter for whatever reason. They make it very difficult. I take it all the time as practice, and I get yelled at quite a bit. It's fun, though. It's a good time. All right, so let's roll into the news so I can talk about what's going on.
Max, there's only one way to play Yui, all right?
Loud as hell.
Just caught me off guard.
I forgot that I used to intro that Here's the News when it was only Yui. Remember that?
I forget.
I do.
Right. There you go. It's been a bit. All right. Microsoft, there's a lot of bugs with the Xbox One and stuff that we're going to be talking about in the news tonight. First off, Microsoft is telling gamers not to enable developer mode on Xbox One.
Why?
Because you can go into your settings and enable developer mode, and Microsoft originally kind of bragged to everybody that the Xbox could be used as a development kit.
Right.
And
I remember that.
What do you mean by development kit?
Well, you can develop your own games on every Xbox One. What they didn't tell everyone is it requires additional hardware to do so, and that if you do turn it on, it could possibly fuck up your Xbox and render it useless.
Lovely.
So people are turning it on, and I haven't heard of anyone saying that it's become useless, but they did shoot it out there. They said, don't do it. They have a tutorial online on how to set it back to factory settings, and they said that the first self-published Xbox One titles, or indie games, as we like to call them, are going to be available early next year, which is next month, the month after.
I just find it funny, one of the selling points of this whole thing was being able to develop on it. It's like, look at all these toys we gave you. Don't touch them.
Yeah, but that was way down the list of horseshit.
But still, like, all the other bells and whistles.
I got a real big really gripe, though, with like, picking up the sticks with a friend and playing a two-player game is almost impossible.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sitting there and it's like, gives me an error saying that it cannot give me a guest at this point in time. And you have to have a guest to play any two-player game. And it just won't do it. I don't know why.
You can't play even versus each other or only...
Or whatever. Doesn't matter.
You can't play FIFA versus each other.
I mean, I have the basketball game, but yeah. You can, but it won't let me because unless they sign in with their account. But once they do that, they're fine. And anytime they come in, it recognizes them, and they can play as, you know, whatever.
But you can't just random
player? No, and it's a pain in the ass because some of my friends don't have Xbox Live, and they just want to play a game with me. And it's like, I'm sitting there, and I'm looking like an asshole, being like, oh, man, this Xbox One kind of sucks. And I was like, you know what? Maybe a little bit. Like,
this is what I was saying when they announced a lot of this, was whatever happened to just being able to play a game? Now it's just everything's becoming complicated under the, like, just the fake headline of progress and
I don't mind innovation, them trying to do innovative things.
Yeah, but they're limiting you.
This particular innovation sucks. I don't like it at all. Like, I really wish that it would just recognize controller one is controller one. Controller
I don't even
two,
call so. It an innovation. It's just hindering you. That's all.
Well, anyway. I mean, it's kind of boss that, like, if you go over your friend's house a lot, that you don't have to sign in every time. You just walk right in.
Yeah, but
and
you used to be able
all
to
your achievements and stuff. But I have a lot of friends that come in and out of my house. I just happen to be like maybe a rare situation that it's annoying that, like, I can't just give the sticks to whatever friend I have over.
That's my point. You used to be able to just pick up a controller and start playing a game. Now they've made it so, again, under innovation, they've made it so difficult for you to be able to do that.
Yeah. See, I haven't had a problem with that just because I have my brother attuned to my Xbox and he's the only one who comes over and we'll play. Like,
does your Xbox recognize you as your brother though? I mean, do they ever think of that? Like,
no,
Well, I'm saying you guys are twins. Like, is it a problem?
It always recognizes me as me, and it didn't recognize him as him. He had to sign in, you know, where it asks the sign in. That's a good question though,
because
maybe that's why it didn't recognize.
Knowing your brother, did he take offense that it didn't recognize him?
No, he's used to that by now, standing next to me.
But see, like, because, like, you know, I have no one that looks exactly like any of us at this house, so it just recognizes whoever comes in. You are a twin. I was just thinking, like, is that why maybe it doesn't recognize him?
That could be. I didn't even think of that. I was just thinking I was just a more substantial person.
Yeah, after the Xbox, talked to Jay and called him Lesser Dan.
would you be exclusively Xbox man if they did that?
Yeah. I'm gonna know, by the way, that he listens to my podcast when he comes over to my house and punches me in my face.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, it wouldn't. Anyway, if you guys want to talk about different Xbox gripes and stuff, there's actually a website up right now called xboxfeedback.com. It's not run by Microsoft. Their whole thing is they say it's a community working towards a better Xbox.
So it's a place that Microsoft will avoid reading.
No. They're definitely reading it. Well, anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. Major Nelson, Xbox representative, hit Reddit earlier this week and said that they acknowledge that everyone hates the new party chat, which I do hate. For those people who don't know, the guide overlay, or the thing when you used to hit that middle button on Xbox, that tiny little guide in the middle that would show you your friends list, how much battery power you used to have, what party you're in, quick party chats, that's all gone now. So you actually have to sign into your main hub, which makes your screen much smaller. You can still see it, though, and then you have to go to party chat, in which you're not even looking at the game anymore. It's like a 3-4-step process to invite someone to the party chat. I've never been in a party chat
of
over 4 people in which one person couldn't hear the other person right now. Like,
no, that happened in the first Xbox 360.
No. It used to happen sporadically. I've been in many a party chat over the last 2-3 weeks since this came out. Never once have we had a clear room where everyone could hear each other. It's just always
that happened when Xbox 360 first came out.
Right.
Where, like, I couldn't hear Pete or you couldn't hear me. Like, the same problem happened.
Right. Well, it's Major Nelson said that they definitely know that everybody wants the guide back and that the parties are broken, that I can't invite people to my games. It's frustrating.
Well, all that kind of stuff. Like, the guide thing is a really good feature from the Xbox 360. It's them basically trying to, you know, fix something that isn't broken.
Right. Well, actually, some of it's not even there. Like that battery thing I mentioned, I have no idea when my battery's gonna die.
Those are kind of important things. Like, you know, like the time you can switch through all your kind of stuff. You have the battery power. You have all the stuff you need right there. And if they take it away, it's kind of silly because it's pretty crucial to using the friggin' system.
Right. Also, on a side note, on a system that requires me to download shit into my hard drive, they have no section in which I can see how much space is left on my hard drive.
There's none. I didn't bother looking through.
Not
it.
Even like a settings thing.
No.
Or apps.
No, you can't see it right now.
That's obscene.
Right.
That's incredibly stupid.
Right.
But so how do you play around with your hard drive?
Well, I don't think anyone has an issue with it because they don't have enough games to fill up the hard drive yet. But once it does, I imagine maybe then. Huh. Oh, they're fixing it. They're definitely gonna have to fix it.
See, part of the problem though, like, especially, you know, now with the new console and with games that are coming out, is that when these things get released, they're broken. And I'm never surprised when I hear about all the problems that certain things have anymore.
It's like, I was shocked. I don't know about you, Giant Shock, but I was shocked. Giantly so. I
was Giant Shark.
I know you were. When I pressed that middle button and I didn't get that tiny little screen, that pretty much gave me all the shit I wanted to know.
Oh my god, it was like the first time I picked up the Xbox One and I tried to menu it, man, I was constantly pressing the wrong button. I consistently keep messing up the back and start button, which button will bring me to like the pause menu on the game and which one's taking me out of the game altogether.
Right.
B is like the worst button to ever press. It's just like it sends you to TV or I don't know what it does. It's like it brings you completely out of everything. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's clunky, man.
It takes some getting used to. I know when I snap something, for example, when I go, hey, snap TV, for some reason it automatically thinks I want my controller to be controlling. Like if I'm playing a video game and I go snap TV, it takes over 25% of my screen and then my controller is controlling that part. It's not controlling my video game anymore. So I have to go back into the menu, click over to the video game. It's weird.
That's obnoxious.
Also, another factory setting that they definitely need to change that a lot of people don't know about necessarily is that if you're using your headset in party chat, like if you're in a game, not necessarily party chat, but if you're in a game room with other people, if I turn off my mic, for whatever reason, the Kinect's mic is set on default on so they can still hear me. Like, people think their headsets are broken, and I hear it all the time. People
talking
are going
shit about.
I hear guys arguing in Battlefield with their woman going, get off the goddamn Xbox! And she's like that, and then, of course, me being me, I'll be like, yeah, get off the Xbox! Like, just joking around, and these guys are freaking out. They're like, I think my mic is broken! This guy can hear me! And I'm like, your Kinect is on, you idiot!
I also found out that on the TV and everything like that, if you shut your TV off, say you're watching TV through your Xbox, you shut your TV off, you walk away, you leave your Xbox on, you come back, you turn on your TV again, it'll say lost connection to your TV. And I was dicking around with it, making sure all the plugs were fine before I just shut it off and then turn it back on. You basically have to, I mean, it's just my system, but you got to reboot the whole thing.
It's not just your system.
If you turn off the Xbox first, turn off the TV first,
mm-hmm.
It like loses connection.
And also, one more thing, I don't know if you notice this, but when I'm using my DVR, every once in a while, there's a big lag where I'm like, did my shit freeze? Or
do you use it through the Xbox?
The DVR?
Yeah.
I use my Cablevision DVR remote to record. You still can't.
Funny enough, I think my menus work way quicker when I plug through the Xbox. Like, Verizon Vios, I don't know what it is. It takes forever to load up any screen. But now I hooked it through my Xbox. It's like lightning quick.
I noticed that too. But
I don't know why that changed, but I'm cool.
But when
with
I'm
it.
Trying to hit a movie, like I rent the movie, it, for some reason it takes me forever.
This is in the Xbox menu or in your actual TV?
Cablevision.
It takes
like
a long time.
On demand.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe because it has to go, like, the whole like process has to go through the Xbox and then through the thing first because you're ordering something.
I guess. I don't know. Sucks though.
Because they're charging you and shit.
Anyway, with XboxFeedback.com, they have not only a section where you can gripe about shit, which is fun to see other people griping about the same shit, but they have suggestions, and I'm really hoping, because some of these suggestions are really dope. If you go on the site, I'm on the site right now on my iPhone. I have a couple of my favorite pulled ones pulled up right now. Of course, less restrictive phrases. That's what I wanted ahead of time.
No, we mentioned that last week.
Especially since Forza, apparently, you can't say Xbox Play Forza. You have to say Xbox Play Forza Motorsports 5.
Ah, screw that.
I'm constantly saying the wrong thing.
Right. All of us are. Also, somebody suggested, and these are the most popular ones, too, that have the most steam. Someone suggested that your controller give you an alert. Just like when your friends used to come on Xbox 360, an hour before it dies, 30 minutes before it dies, or when it only has 5 minutes left, rather than just turning off. And
yeah, I you know what? My controller just turned off, like you said. I didn't even realize that it didn't give me a warning.
Now, on right. The new controller, does it do like it doesn't do what the 360 one does, where it at least the light starts blinking?
Tiny bit dimmer.
Tell you the truth, I didn't notice anything. It wasn't obvious.
Tiny bit dimmer, but that might just be because it's got less power. You know, I don't know.
Interesting, because the 360 had that.
Somebody suggested, and this is a big one, the voice command Xbox Find Controller, and it makes your controller vibrate for five seconds.
Just a good idea.
That's pretty cool.
Love it.
By the way, with the other thing before with the controller dying, if you have any Xbox controller, you just like you have the one right next to you, you just pick that up real quick and play with that one.
Right, right. Oh, but it's nice. I got the charging station. It's nice that it blinks to let me know. Like,
well, yeah, but I'm saying like just in case
battery
it's not,
packs or something.
I have two controllers, but just in case it's like urgent, like a middle of a game, I'm about to return a flag. I'm like, oh no, my controller died. I just grab the other control, put it on, and I'm playing again.
Right, it still takes a few seconds to make the switch.
One more that I liked was somebody suggested specific notifications instead of being able to turn on every time a friend's on or your whole friends list or turn it off. Just specific friends, you know,
that you
would like to know signed on.
Couldn't they do that in the last one?
No.
You can either have them all on or all off.
Yeah, all or nothing, baby. And sort friends by activity. Like Battlefield, give them a picture. Like, this is your Battlefield, dude. This is your...
That's cool.
I just have them down. Like, I eliminate anyone on my friends list that's not actually my friend. And, like, I don't know. So, I don't really...
Well, mine's still clogged up with a lot of old Street Fighter 4 buddies. People I never met in person that I don't play Street Fighter 4 anymore, so...
Okay.
Actually be nice.
Yeah, that would be cool. All right. That about does it with the history, unless I was gonna get into the Black Friday deals. I wrote a couple down, but who cares? Black Friday is over.
You could probably say something about Cyber Monday, but no one.
Well, the only thing about
it's Tuesday though.
The only thing about
you lose Tuesday.
Cyber Week now, at least for Target. It's
not for everything. I know. Xbox had some amazing deals on 360.
Yeah.
They had
$100.
But those are going on for still. They're going on for a few
days. No, I mean the Xbox Live Marketplace. I know Spider-Man games, for whatever reason, they chose to make 66% off. You can get Shattered Dimensions for like $8.
I bought a Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon last night for $23.
$3.
Damn it.
Me and Justin went to, G-Man, I should say, we went to Target at like 2 in the morning after a Monster Game Monopoly. Yo, man, I went again.
Your life sounds hard.
It was Thanksgiving vacation.
What did you play?
We actually went to go get... There was $10 3-month live subscriptions for Xbox Live. They were only $10 instead of like... I guess it would be like, what, $25 or $30?
It's $60 a year. I just pay $60 a year.
Yeah, but I think the 3-month one is like usually 20.
It would have been 15, so you probably got like
$30. So we're like uber good at FIFA right now. We need to make these like bootleg accounts so we could play with our shittier friends and not have our actual club go down. So we went there to go buy them, and anything Xbox 360 was sold out. All the live cards, the systems themselves were just selling for $100.
Where'd you go?
The one that just opened up Jericho.
Okay, because I've never been there personally, but I know that like certain things they sold out of, and like the rest, like they just had tons of extra shit. We started sending people there because we ran out of stuff at ours.
I don't think many people know that one's open
yet. It's brand
new. No, they don't, because I've mentioned it to them. They're like, what?
Oh, is that the one where the catering hall used to be?
Yeah, where it's
that's oddly Huntington. Specific.
Yeah, everybody not from around here is
if you're not from Long
out.
Island, right in the Huntington area.
Yeah, Long Island.
Right.
You know where the Blockbuster used to be?
So that does it for the news.
Selma's Petland.
Let's launch into the game this week.
We don't have a theme.
The game?
Yeah, dude, hit the game.
Oh, you mean the fucking quiz. All right.
Oh, my God.
You should just play this on the game by Motorhead.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Analog stuff.
I was hoping that's one of the sound clips you had on your phone.
I don't have any sound. I thought I had the Batman. I forgot. I got a new phone 2 days ago. Brand new iPhone.
When you get your iPad back, I have to restock you with some more sound clips.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, throw me some juice.
I got.
Oh, that's why I'm not seeing it. No, I don't think that we have that anymore. Sorry.
Anyway, we're playing a game, and this week, it's funny that Giant.
I know why we don't have that. It's in a different thing because I use it for a different show.
Maybe. I don't care anymore.
Pop quiz, hotshot. Not the meanest. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next
batch of
wannabe is
going to
feel it.
Quiz time.
That meant nothing to me anymore. It took me...
Thanks for the help.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you, Marcus.
We're so totally professional.
So, with the new Xbox One coming out, I have at least 3 friends on my friends list who decided to just shed their old gamer tag, hit new ones up, and Giant Shock as well, trying to get a new gamer tag to kind of scam the FIFA a little bit. That's all right. So I decided it would be fun if we all came up with gamer tags for each other and ourselves a new one, and we all voted on who came up with the best one for the other person. I'll be playing in this game as well.
Yeah, are we going to be able to give reasoning for the names too?
Oh, I think you should. Okay. You can't just be like, whatever, okay. Dick Sniffer 57.
You like to sniff dick.
Right. I see, without the regiment of my iPad, I have to
ad-lib. On paper.
I have to ad-lib, and I'm much more vulgar when I ad-lib than I thought I was.
Earmuffs, everybody, earmuffs.
Right. Okay, so who wants to go first? Who wants to be the first guinea pig? I'll be the first guinea pig. Okay. You guys came up with ones for me. Mm-hmm. So, Max, why don't you shoot one off?
For you?
Mm-hmm.
I like that better.
All I'm right. Wildly unprepared for this. Skip me.
Which is odd because Gene I Wilder. Told you about it last time.
Yeah, and I can't come up with one.
Ad lib one, motherfucker. All
right, Novus.
Brief pass, I'll come up with
one. You were the hardest one to find a name for, though, because, like... Listening to all the old podcasts, these two guys are typically going at it, and you're just kind of standing there, and you're kind of like, yeah, 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 keep fighting, punch.
Right. So I thought, throw a little weapon in.
I thought of the impartial ringmaster, because you run the show, but you don't tend to sway either way with these guys. You're kind of like, yeah, you're... yeah.
Impartial ringmaster would be a dope one.
Yeah, so it's just kind of, you know, just you're just there and be like, yeah, here's a knife, go fight.
I enjoy that as a gamer tag. I would probably support that. John Shock.
Batman's bottom. No explanation.
Batman's bottom.
Damn it, okay. I was thinking Bat Dan, and that was taken from me.
Okay, you can still roll with Bat Dan. Are we doing Bat Dan?
Yeah, let's do that. You got okay. Your cape and your cowl on.
All right, so, Brian, out of the two, whose did you like more?
His was a legitimate awesome name.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just tried to be funny. Yeah.
Okay.
What about yourself? Did you come up with
Pete?
I like Novus's.
Okay. So, Novus wins that round.
Well, you gave him score?
You didn't say one for yourself, though.
Mine?
Yeah, you said we all have one for ourselves, too. So.
For me? Mine would be the Devil's Hero. I don't know. I thought about Obamacare, just so I could be like, you were killed by Obama. I don't know. I just thought the Devil's Hero would be a badass name.
Sounds good to me. I like it.
Okay. All right. Giant Shot? Actually, Max, let's do it. So we'll do it around clockwise. Novus, what do you got for Max?
Listen to the old podcasts. You are a grumpy man.
Yeah, I know. You're well aware.
You are Grandpa Salty.
Grandpa Salty, I love it.
It's because, like, you always have the arguments about, you know, like, newer games, all the stuff they're trying to create, and the arguments about innovation. You're like, no, fuck it all.
I started the show tonight this way.
So you're Grandpa Salty.
Okay.
Knowing you, I'll be getting text messages with that.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Grandpa Salty.
Tightwad Creed. Tightwad's Creed.
Tightwad's Creed? Okay. All right. I mean, that's true. He won't be buying any downloadable content, that's for sure. I think we all know that. Well, that story mode is satisfying. Wait, no. There's DLC. No, there's not.
This is why we did Dan's first. So we get all the kind ones out of the way.
Nope, story's all buttoned up.
DLC to sleep like it's...
Hey, I paid full price for that Blood Dragon DLC. DLC.
I didn't.
All right, well...
18 cents on it.
All right, well, because... Because I know our boy Max Barracuda has no love for multiplayer, I felt that he needs to somehow put in that he's not a multiplayer dude so that people know why he may not be doing so good, you know, in the multiplayer. So I picked Story Mode Stallion.
I like that one.
Yeah, I like that too.
You know, people
I like it better than Grandpa Salty.
Right.
Come on, Grandpa Salty.
All right, well.
Makes me sound like a grizzled old prospector.
No,
Max. Well, the beer.
Did you have one for yourself that you would go with?
I didn't know we were coming up with ones for ourselves.
I know.
I like the story mode one. Let's just do that.
Okay, I got one vote for Story Mode Stallion.
I'm going to go with that. That was good.
Okay. Giant?
I actually like Grandpa Salty.
My votes are Grandpa Salty.
To be honest with you.
So points for each of us. Novus Redemptor's turn. Giant, what'd you have for Danny?
achievement sound. Boing.
How many Ys is in that?
As many as you want to put.
How many characters?
How many characters?
22? 22 characters?
I thought it was like 18 or something.
Maybe 18?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so you could cut down the achievement.
Well, a lot of people in the community, they rate
Leak
Chivo.
Speak it?
Well, they rate Chivo. Which
okay.
Is, you know. Chivo sound. Boing.
All right. Mine was achievemental. Because
what the fuck?
Because you got it on your mind, homie.
Fuck, you have like 130,000 points.
Right. Yeah, but I haven't done that in like 6 months.
You got the points on your mind and your mind on the points.
Now that I heard the Chivo one, Chivo Guevara.
Okay.
Ow, that's...
I could do it.
That's good, I like that.
I could do it. No, so you got one that you would prefer to go by?
Mine's awesome.
No.
That's not the game we're playing.
Mine is phenomenal. I couldn't change it.
Okay, phenomenal. I'm going to have to go with Achievement Boyoyang.
I just like the Boyoyang. It's funny.
You guys just like references to erections.
Okay, so, Giant, what do you got? What was your favorite?
Oh, I kind of like the one I did.
No, you can't vote for your own.
I can't?
No.
That's a rule? Didn't you guys do that?
You can't.
Oh, then what the hell was yours again?
Achievemental.
Then yeah, that one.
Okay.
I like the Boyoyoy.
Okay. Danny?
I like his.
Oh, you like the Pete's? Yeah. All right, well, Brian's got the most votes. Brian gets it with Boyoyoy.
Sure,
yeah, by the way, we'll be going by these annals for the rest of that. I just decided.
Can we shorten the boyoyoyoy part?
No, as many characters as you can possibly. Right.
You're actually lucky I don't have my soundboard. All right, so we're going to do Brian's. Max, what do you got for Brian?
All right, keeping with your Giants theme and the only game you play, FIFA Fo-Fum.
FIFA Fo-Fum.
Nice, I like it.
It is nice, and it's off the cusp, too, because he did not prepare for this. So, nice.
Is that where your gamer tag is from, the Giants?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Jeremy Shockey.
Yeah, he's a dream.
Okay, because I had no idea.
He's right there.
I was like,
very sexy.
Yeah.
Now, I had one. It was for you. It's the Illogical Sage. Now, here's why.
Yours is so mystical.
Illogical or theological?
Illogical. Because when you're arguing your point, you come up with these crazy metaphors that kind of come out of left field, and I'm like, I don't get how that relates to anything, but you do it a lot.
I try.
I'm grumpy. You're confusing.
Like,
there's no pleasing this guy.
Cause you know,
it's
man,
like working
in a war. You gotta lay some fog down.
So right. It's like Americans working with Japanese printers.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, it comes up with this thing out of nowhere. It's like, I don't get it.
Right.
But
I like Chewbacca was a Wookiee. He lived on Endor.
Like if you're talking about like difference between like PS4 and Xbox One, it's like this is like Xbox One. It's like if a tree falls in the forest, like. That's my answer. Like, what?
All right. Well, mine I gave a lot of thought to. We all know Giant Shock plays a lot of FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
And I've played multiplayer with Brian Giant Shock for a long time. I know he never wants to pay attention to the rules. So I decided what's against the rules in FIFA. He is Mr. Ball Grabber 2014.
I mean, might as well go for the FIFA thing. Mine would be... I have to explain what a pitch is. A pitch is the field in FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be I smack your pitch up.
Smack your pitch up.
Or hold my kick.
I don't know that one.
Oh, you guys don't know that video with fucking Marshawn Lynch? The hold my dick. All right, forget about it.
No, I don't watch
it's
those
hard to get
videos.
That
he jumps
inflection across in an Xbox handle, too.
He jumps into the end zone, and he grabs his dick and looks at the other team like, hold my dick.
No, I don't know that
That's
one.
That's awesome.
No.
All right.
I'm going to go with the FIFA Fo-Fum. I like that.
I like, I'll give Danny a fucking vote for that fucking craziness. Illogical Sage. I mean, like, what am I going to a fucking, like, Middle Towns Fair or something like that? Like,
what do you got, Danny? What's your vote for?
I like this.
FIFA Fo-Fum? Yeah. Nobody went for Ball Grabber.
I'm going for Ball Grabber.
Remember, we'll be calling each other by these names for the rest of the night.
I'm not going to look at him and go, ball grabber 2014.
I'm not going to go, boing at you either.
Just be like, hey, BG. All right, so I'm going to go with, I went with Pete's. You went with Pete's. Okay.
I'm
going to
go with Pete's.
All right, so Pete, Danny, or Novus Redemptor, we're really getting off it. Novus Redemptor won this game this week with two, each of us having a respectable one. And Novus,
so what are our final names again?
He's Achievement Boyoyoing.
Fifofum. Fifofum.
What the hell was his? It was yours. We won. What was yours for him?
Oh, it was the Impartial Ringmaster.
The Impartial Ringmaster. Good for the host of the show.
Nice.
And I forget who won with you.
Which one won with me?
It wasn't Grandpa Salty.
No, it was Grandpa Salty.
We're just Google my regular Xbox handles. I can't remember Danny's mystical shit.
I know, yours always sound like... They all sound like Skyrim shit.
Because I tend to think too much about things. So I'm like,
the illogical sage.
What's the biggest word I could put into this?
Grandpa.
The illogical sage sounds like a Zelda character.
All right, so I think we're going to move into history of gaming.
History of gaming.
That's right.
I still like that one a lot. All
right,
because it's Doctor Who.
So tonight, we're going to be going to a very special history of gaming that I will be conducting.
I got to go pee.
Don't move.
You go out the window right there.
Don't mind me.
This is actually a history of game speak, where it came from. There's a lot of terms out there that people don't know about. I mean, people know about, but they don't know the history of it. Noob, mana, leet speak, pwned, fragged. A lot of people don't know that.
Trying to convince yourself of that?
No.
These are the hidden origins of...
These are the origins of where it came from.
The likely very stupid origins.
No, some of them are pretty deep.
Not really. I'll be the judge of that.
All right. So we all...
You're the Grandpa Salty around
here. Right. No, you're still Grandpa Salty.
That's the one we're going to remember. Over here.
Anyway, we all know what HP is at this point, right? Around the room, HP, your hit points.
Hit points, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Do we all know where hit points came from?
I imagine they just took the H from hit and the P from points.
Final Fantasy.
No.
I know because you told me earlier.
I did. Mr. Dave Arneson, if anyone realizes who that is, the co-creator of Dungeons & Dragons, used to play a game called Medieval... it's called Chainmail. It's a medieval war game before Dungeons & Dragons, in which players rolled dice against each other, and of course they just died. You know, you just lost and died. You get the one roll. So when he was, he noticed that a lot of players were getting really bummed out that they worked on these characters, they made them themselves, and they didn't get any love. You know, they just died right away. So when he created Dungeons and Dragons, he created the concept of hit points so that the characters could live on.
What's this
and
guy's
stay
name
on.
Again?
Dave Arneson?
I thought Gary Gygax invented D&D.
Co-creator.
I never heard of that guy. Interesting.
That's more the origin.
The origin of hit points, not the origin of the term hit points.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hit points naturally just came about. That was the name he gave it when he invented them. It's Ruby. Actually from the Anglo-Saxon region of.
Came over here on the Mayflower.
Right.
It's from the Latin. Right. It's pointus.
The Templars got it under Solomon's Temple.
Yeah, that's what you were looking for. But that's hit points. So mana. Moving on to mana. Everyone knows mana. Very similar to hit points, except it usually involves what?
Magic.
Correct. Mana, people don't know, was originally mentioned in the Bible.
Well, yeah, the food of heaven, right?
Yeah.
Spelled differently in the Bible, but...
Correct. All correct. Mm-hmm. Which you would have found out if you would have let me...
You left it open for somebody to answer at the
table. Yeah, these dramatic pauses aren't helping you.
The Israelites.
I feel your history of gaming is a lot more aggressive than mine.
Used mana to.
Don't talk when I'm talking. I have dramatic pauses in here. I wrote them down.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me. Anyway, the Israelites used mana or the food of heaven to replenish the soul or the body. And it just naturally made its way into video gaming.
The manure they kept out, though.
I guess.
All right. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
So,
oh, that's right, yeah.
On to newer stuff that pretty much... Noob. Anybody know Noob?
Heard imagine Noob? If they just added a B to Noob?
No.
It's N-O-O-B, right?
It's short for Newbie.
Yeah.
Newbie. And newbie was a term that was invented in the Vietnam War. Newbie before that was not a popularized term, but it was a new recruit. And before that, that came from newie, which came from the Brits way back in the day before America even came around.
Now, the question, though, is because noob is typically, from what I've seen, it's N and two zeros and a B. Do you have anything about how that came to be?
Leet speak?
Yeah.
Indeed, I do.
Okay, so just want to make sure.
Okay. Right now, we're going to roll into fragging. Everybody familiar with the term fragging?
Isn't that an actual term, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, an army term, right?
Well, it is, but I'm talking about fragging as a way of killing. You killed someone.
We grenade them, right?
Well, there are frag grenades, but in the video gaming world, you can also just say, I fragged them, which means you just killed them, basically. And that actually has a pretty dark past, which I will read.
In Salem.
Since I can't. Just throw this into a synopsis. The term originated during the Vietnam War and was used to describe the act of murdering a member of your own military. And not just a member of your own... Alright, whatever. I will do a synopsis because I don't really feel like reading this whole thing. There were a lot of fights in the Vietnam War.
You don't
supposedly
say.
No, within the units. And some stuff was going on. Everybody knows the deal.
The Viet Cong was around a lot.
No, I mean with the Americans. So there were very opposing viewpoints on what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And when the things got too extreme and you were mentioned to want to off the other soldier, you couldn't use a gun because you can trace the bullet. You couldn't use your hands for obvious reasons because you can't just choke somebody to death. So it was said that people would allow the other soldier to kind of catch a grenade, even almost throw the grenade, some people have been accused, at other soldiers. And when that soldier lost their life, it was considered they got fragged. That's a pretty dark past.
It sounds like a Vietnam children's book reading out of, bro.
I'm trying not to offend anybody.
Well, the official dictionary definition of frag is to kill or wound a fellow soldier or superior officer deliberately with an explosive device.
So it was generally a superior officer. I know. Anyway, on to the leet speak. Okay. You know what? Let's go on to pwned. Pwned. P-W-N-D. Does anyone know where pwned came from?
From owned?
Likely a dumb typo.
It was. Pwned, P and O, are very close to each other on the keyboard and on the computer games, they use the macros up top a lot. So when you're typing in owned, the most common one was pwned. The most common misspelling, and it just became pwned. So that's fun.
Hooray for dumbing down everything.
You said pwned.
And the final one being leet speak.
What is that in general? I don't even know what that is.
Leet speak.
It's like a Creole. You ever heard the term Creole?
Yeah.
You know, the half French, half...
Yeah, I got Creole.
It's turned into a Creole language for gamers, like pwned or noob with the double zero.
Isn't it using numbers to replace letters in words?
Generally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's just moving out vowels for no reason.
You know, I had heard it originated because kids didn't want their parents reading their emails and messages and stuff.
It actually originated because the restrictive talk on a lot of servers, you can't write fuck, but you can write FCK or replace the letters with... It was actually a bunch of haters who invented leet speak.
Haters gonna hate.
And it comes from the word elite.
Well, yeah.
Right. Right, I mean that one.
I figured so.
Right, that one was kind
of. If a whole bunch of haters want to call themselves elite, that's fine. But...
Right, and the last one I have, unless anyone else wants to clear something up, is the mule character.
I don't know this.
Not from
Novus?
Your kind of games, but...
Right, mule character is usually used in MMORPG. It can be used in an RPG. I know, Max, you used it in Skyrim, right?
Oh, I had plenty of mules.
I use them a lot in...
a lot of dogs, huh?
I use them a
Where
lot in
Where are mules,
Hero.
Dogs, anywhere?
Heroes of Might and Magic, I use it in. And a mule character is a character. Well, usually in an MMORPG, it's because you only have a certain amount of stuff you can keep, slots that available for armor and whatnot. But if you're stingy and you want to keep a couple, you create a character just to hold shit, pretty much. I create them in Heroes of Might and Magic so I can carry around shit around another hero so I can switch around for different things. And that, of course, originated from mules, actual people who carry shit, and that originated from actual donkeys that were carrying shit.
Not dogs.
Which originated from dogs that people were strapping stuff to.
I meant it that you said, I had a lot of mules in that game. I meant, like, you character had a lot of ugly bitches. That's all.
There are no ugly bitches in Skyrim. It's a gorgeous place.
I'm mules, though.
I think everyone's ugly in Skyrim.
Completely unrelated.
Depends on the mod you're using.
I think I saw a mod the other day of Skyrim that had the Battletoads in it.
Where can I find this?
I have no idea. So I saw a picture of it.
You were just walking past and you're like, hey,
someone on my Facebook just posted a picture and there was one of the Battletoads just standing there.
I'm furiously Googling as we speak.
Excellent. Saltily Googling. All right, so let's roll into I believe that Nova's Redemptor had a fantasy glitch that I want to talk about. So
yeah, I did.
Let's hit it.
Glitch.
My fantasy glitch is to have this Battletoads thing. That's awesome looking.
Is it there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it real?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because the mods for Skyrim are really, you know, crazy in depth, and somebody apparently created at least one of the Battletoads.
Wow.
He's got the glasses and the scar on his lip and everything.
That is pretty cool.
There's another character in that picture, too.
whoa. Pete, calm down. Pete's getting really excited.
It's cool looking.
Ooh.
There was another picture that had, like, that character.
Dum-dum. God damn it, you have that thing now?
What was that?
Everyone's got it.
All right, so my fantasy glitch, I was mentioning this about 2-3 weeks ago when I did my first show here. I want to see something like Cowboy Bebop. Like, everyone knows the anime Cowboy Bebop. I want to see something like that put onto the a grand scale, like Mass Effect.
Absolutely.
That way you can. It's like a huge game. You know, there's a lot they can do with the whole bounty hunter space cowboy thing. They can even make references to other anime shows. You know, like little tidbits to Outlaw Star and stuff like that. But just to have, you know, like a whole main plot mission and then little side missions, all little bounties you can do. I think. I'm sorry.
My phone was ringing, and I plugged it in.
I'm pretty sure that was the Batman song.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Got my keep in my car. All
right, my phone was ringing. I'm getting my Batman.
I
gotta get my Batman on.
I had a feeling. But yeah, that was pretty much it.
So. Yeah, even if they couldn't get the licensing for like a Cowboy Bebop or something, just doing the space bounty hunter thing would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like that kind of style.
But I feel like that would have already been done maybe by like Star Wars by now.
All right, so to expand this fantasy glitch just around the room, if you could see one series that hasn't had a video game, what would it be? Novus,
like a TV series or
anything? Anything.
Give me a second to think about that then.
I know, I should have gave everyone a second.
I got
all right, Max.
A free roaming Gargoyles.
Oh.
You guys remember Gargoyles?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do.
Oh, just have recruit
Bronx,
Manhattan,
Brooklyn.
Just do like the Spider-Man 2 city, but let you fly around as Gargoyles. That'd be awesome.
Can we advance it to the Spider-Man Web of Shadow City? Because that was, you know,
just
nicer.
As good. Fine. I the first New York that came to mind, but that
okay.
one. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, Gargoyles would be pretty dope.
Doesn't get any love anymore.
That never had a game?
No.
Like a Super Nintendo game?
Maybe an SNES or something, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they totally had that, but... Yeah.
Yeah, well, like, everything that came out in, like the 90s had some sort of thing for SNES. Like,
mm-hmm. Our Real Monsters.
Like, Super Nintendo was, like, the licensed game era.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything came
out. LGN.
Follow up to that one,
the worst fucking company of all time.
Follow up to that one, though. Futuristic version, Batman Beyond. Do like Arkham City, but in the future.
Okay. I love it. I like that whole Batman Beyond thing.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah.
Why you gotta lead him into his little song?
Yeah.
God damn
I would
it.
Totally.
No, I take it back.
Batman.
Gargoyles, I said. And then I speed back through the empty streets. And when I pull up, all the bros scream. And when I pull up, all the hoes scream. And when I pull up.
It's like a fucking dream. Let's slow it down.
Oh, wait. You idiot!
Here we go. I got my cape and my cowl on. Tonight I'm here to party thanks to... Alright. Enough. Novus, you got one that you would like to see?
I have half of an idea. I was pretty set on the whole Cowboy Bebop thing. And,
mm-hmm.
I like the two Boondock Saints films. And I would like to see something like that, but I'm trying to think of what kind of game it should be.
Like Hitman.
Like a Max Payne type thing?
Maybe. I never really played Max Payne. I've seen it a bit, but like just I don't want it to be on like a simple, you know, run and gun
scale. A little linear like, on
the
scale?
What about like, it kind of should be like kind of like the Walking Dead game? The
Telltale thing?
Yeah. Where it's because okay. They're mostly about talking anyway, and then like that. It's they're minute and they just kind of bust into place and shoot it up.
Yeah.
So
I think the Hitman idea would be good because most of the time they're trying to be stealthy and they fuck it up. So something like that.
Which is how every time I play Hitman, that's how it goes. So.
Well, that's because you yell out surprise, motherfucker. or you're like me and you try to go up to sneak up on somebody and the guns are firing for no reason.
Every time I play, every time I ever played Hitman, it was they know who killed them. It was a Hitman. And they knew my number on my fucking back of my head and everything. I just ran in there.
They had your poster at the post office.
It's like, this is a bald guy out here. He's going crazy.
So what do you got, Giant Shock? What would you choose?
Off the top of my head, I take two of my favorite shows recently, and that'd be probably Breaking Bad. It'd be kind of fun to walk around.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. What type of game?
I don't want to use the same exact example, but that'd be really good, kind of like Telltale, because it's a lot of talking.
I'd like to see a RPG.
A Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to level up all day as Walter White. Like.
Well, actually, if you play like some of the newer RPGs, like Final Fantasy 13 plays, mm-hmm. You know, you're just controlling, say, Walter White. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with the show. I just know the character name. But control him, and you have, what's the other guy's name?
Jesse
Pink.
And whoever else just kind of doing their own thing at the same
Skinny
time.
Skinny Pete!
Yeah. I can see that sort of working in a way.
It would just be fun to maybe, like, as an exact retelling of the whole show, it would be fun to, you know, tiptoe around Tuco's place and maybe, like, have mini games as you're making the meth and, you know,
get your purity up.
Yeah. Like Cooking Mama cook off? Like that?
Yeah, it's just something. It'd be cool to, like, obviously go do maybe a mission as Jesse, Hank, Saul, Bill Burr. I forget his name of his character. Like,
I think his character's name was Bill Burr.
You know, Gus. Just have literally do the whole series of the show because I mean, it has so many big moments you could do. It'd be pretty cool to fucking do it.
Except for the Bill Burr one.
Yeah. I was thinking how boring Burr the Huel missions would be.
No, but yeah, I mean, come on, how funny would it be with like the guy? You know, you have to do that whole scene where the guy like knocks himself out and kills himself, and is like. Man, we gotta get this body out
or,
here.
What if you got to play as Walt Jr.? You're basically waiting for pancakes. Like,
they're getting around everyone's a bitch.
Or Walter White, and you're throwing that pizza on top of the roof.
It'd be that, and then it'd be a totally type of different game, maybe, but it'd be pretty fun to do maybe a Boardwalk Empire type game. Another cool show I like.
That'd be cool.
Prohibition. I've been wanting to watch that.
Any show, any game with Jip Rizzetti in it would just be the best.
Oh, my God.
You know what else I would like?
Jip Rizzetti was based on your grandfather, by the way.
Yeah, he's a young version of your granddad.
All
right. A lot of fun. We only have one oil back here.
While you're doing TV stuff, I always want like a free-roaming Sons of Anarchy style thing.
Again, Sons of Anarchy.
That's coming out.
They're actually doing that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Is it going to be any good, or is it just going to be just trying to make money?
I don't have a crystal ball, but I mean, it's supposed to be a free roam.
Is it actually just like licensed to Sons of Anarchy?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
I want like a GTA version where you're running guns.
Yeah, no, that's precisely what I'm hearing that it's going to be.
A lot of you know, of the best shows and movies would be awesome if they were given GTA kind of treatment.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? I hope that there's some way to call your bike to you or something like Red Dead style where it runs up on you.
Just...
I really don't need to be stealing those mopeds as the Sons of Anarchy.
Jack Teller on a moped.
Just Ron Perlman's
right. He's on a mini ninja.
Actually, I take it back.
Hellboy paint on.
I actually take it back. I gotta do that. So,
I mean, I guess GTA would be the best way to do it. But I hope they wouldn't like just fill up the thousands of little encounters with like the Mayans or something like that.
I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do. Yeah. But hopefully, it's cool.
But I was so in love with the Telltale like gameplay that I would go back to Breaking Bad. I think that'd be cool to add that gameplay to other shows.
Telltale's boring to me.
Has anybody grabbed the new one?
There's another one?
No, it's not Walking Dead. They did Fables. Another one of my favorite comics.
No, I never.
It just came out. Big Bad Wolf.
We're talking about Telltale.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Wolf Among Us.
Is
it any good? Did you check it out?
I haven't played it yet.
I'll definitely check it out.
I keep forgetting to grab.
Same gameplay though.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the same thing.
I'll check it out because I love the gameplay. On that.
Even the graphics look the same.
Because I'm not much of like, Mass Effect was too like, I had to talk to everybody and shit. Like this was like much more linear. And I like that, where it was like, it puts you in some tense situations, the conversations meant a lot more.
Well, not a single chapter of that game took more than an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, basically it's like an hour to 2 hours, and then you were done with the chapter.
But yeah, but there's only so much you can do with what you're given in the Telltale games. So like after you've explored everything, you're done.
No, there's like a ton of different outcomes.
There's a lot of different things, but it's within a certain area, so you don't, it's not like Mass Effect where you can just go into the entire universe and not find anything.
Yeah, sometimes that's nice, though. Like, I know with my Batman, I kind of run around and I stop crimes at this point, but I'm like, the game is over.
Yeah.
Well, Mass Effect, man, I found myself talking to Seth Green for like 40 minutes, and I'm like, this guy's still saying shit to me. Like, I don't want to talk to him ever again. Like, there was too many long conversations, too many options in the conversations for me. You're like, because I'm again, like with the Lego thing, I got super obsessed trying to collect everything. I'm kind of like that in games where like I kind of want to just like see everything and do everything. And games like that, yep, I get really stubbed. You know,
trick I learned from Mass Effect is just put on the subtitles because you could read it way faster than they're saying in it. Oh, so yeah, you just kind of breeze past if you just skim through what they're saying.
I did that for my second playthrough. But like also for Telltale games, sometimes to get really into it, you have to enjoy the source material. Because they do a lot of well-known things. They did The Walking Dead. They've done Back to the Future. Like, brand new
original. Back to the Future one I played.
Yeah, like
for PlayStation, I played that.
Hey,
everyone, I played a PlayStation 3 game.
I'm a passive fan of Back to the Future, but at least I know the material. I can sit there and enjoy it and see all the references. They did one for Jurassic Park. I'm pretty sure they did some of the more recent Sam & Max games, and I love Sam & Max.
Sam & Max is the shit, man.
Yeah, and of course, the newer ones are really good. So it's just you have to be able to enjoy the source material before you walk into some sort of story involving them.
Yeah,
and especially with that, because it's not as action packed as real games.
Oh, by the way, just to let everybody know out there, I know that there's a downloadable content for Batman right now. I downloaded it. I haven't played it because I moved my 360 into my daughter's room so she can watch movies. My Xbox One is sitting in my living room, and I kind of wish they were swapped right now, which is effed up. But
shit on the Xbox
One. The new DLC looks amazing.
You basically learn from Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
To how to fight.
Yeah, you're basically Bruce Wayne.
Oh, cool. It's like
you're Bruce
Begins.
Wayne, and you're kind of learning to fight, but obviously they're not going to do a tutorial. So
that
sounds interesting.
Unnerve you, Pete. It's a prequel in the game of a prequel.
Prequel overload.
I'm actually really looking forward to playing it because it's obviously you would figure that might be the tutorial, but it's not going to be a tutorial, so I don't know what's going to happen in it. All I know is right after
and the
I'm going to back suit up.
I can see you like. Like in your daughter's room playing that game, like it's quiet. She's asleep. You're playing the game. You just go, I got my
game. No. I'll tell if you want a quick reenactment, it's going to be she's sleeping at 3 a.m. I'm probably going to have a beer or two.
Or
and then I'm
3 or 4
in your daughter's room.
No. That's a no beer zone. But when I walk in, it's just going to be like I'm going to quietly turn on the Xbox. Then I'm going to walk over to my Beats Audio Pill. I'm going to be like. My wife's gonna be like, "What is wrong with you?" And I'd be like, "You know, I can't play it without it."
Was it actually the cherry on top of the Pete Sunday? Is that prequel to the prequel is a DLC as well?
It's killing me to not go off on this. You have no idea. Yeah. Try not to feed this new thing, but
you gotta pay for the prequel. The prequel.
Nobody wants prequels to begin with. Why would you prequel the prequel?
Not to mention the $2 you spend on the goddamn song in iTunes. I don't understand what's going on. Anyway.
After the Harley Quinn DLC, I'm off of Batman DLCs. That thing was terrible. $8 for nothing.
Too short.
I spent $5 on it.
All right.
Shut up.
My fantasy glitch, I might have mentioned it before in the podcast before, but I would like to see a Calvin and Hobbes game.
You've mentioned that.
How would it play?
Type of game I would like to see done is different realities. Perhaps if I press my L button, you get to a point in the board where you're stuck. You hit your LB
spaceman
button.
Spiff
your spaceman spiff. Hit RB, maybe a tracer bullet.
Okay, I have two...
Stupendous Man, perhaps?
I have two ways to look at that, actually. One, that would actually work as an RPG.
Mm-hmm.
Stylized...
A graphics. Big time.
Yeah, like
a... Costume Quest, maybe?
I still haven't seen Costume Quest. I was thinking kind of like Paper Mario.
Yes.
Kind of like that, just that whole little design to it. Or Quantum Conundrum, the game that you're in four different realities, and you kind of solve puzzles and...
Yeah, okay, something like that.
So every time you change the reality, you're a different character of his imagination.
Correct. That's kind of what I was going for. Yes, maybe with the RPG Costume Quest, I discussed it on the show, was where you have like the cardboard robot that turns into a huge robot, which would really go into Calvin's imagination.
Yeah. What if that would actually was like a Telltale game?
No, I wouldn't play a Telltale.
I'm just trying to be funny.
But like, I'm just imagining, you know, what's the thing called? Turn-based RPG, you know, Calvin Hobbs here, and then like a whole bunch of the killer snowmen on the right side, and you're just fighting them, throwing...
Oh, yeah.
I can see that.
All sorts of mini games. Yeah. Maybe we'd all finally find out what the spaghetti incident was, if anyone remembers that.
I don't remember that.
They always refer to the spaghetti incident, and Bill Watterson has never told us what it was.
It was a bad Guns N' Roses album.
Okay.
It was a cover album, wasn't it?
It's still bad.
Yeah.
All right. So that about wraps it up this week, right?
I think so.
Anyone else? You got anything else?
Anybody got some hate for Xbox One?
Yeah.
I got all my hate. Pete, you don't say anything about the prequel to the prequel to the DLC?
No, I'm good.
Sure.
Salt meter.
Nah, let's salt this snail, bitches.
His lips are all puckered from the lack of moisture in his body right now.
You eat lemons over there, Pete?
Stewing.
Alright, so anyway, for this week, this is Rise Like Phoenix and the gang saying thanks for playing.
Seriously, a prequel?